Welcome to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are continuing on our series, The Alchemy of Desire. This is going to be episode 4, and today we are going to turn up the heat. We're going to talk about infidelity and how that affects intimacy and desire. And of course, on this series, my fabulous co-host is Miss Margo Blake, who is a One Taste Intimacy Coach. So let's go ahead and say hello to Miss Margo on the other line. Welcome.
I'm so excited. Because I get to have a powwow, I get to have a great conversation about our desires and how we affect other people in the world. So I love it. I look forward to my Wednesdays with you, Ms. Myrna.
Yeah, well, that's great. People bring some passion to this. I love it, too. Awesome. Well, before we get started, I want to let you know that we have a few sponsors today to this episode. Our first sponsor is Hypnosis Everywhere, and we also want to say hello to our second sponsor, which is Mix Amore, the newest, hottest dating app. Freedom Giving, receive weekly direct deposit funds to your bank on autopilot, and Green Valley Cleanser, give your body a tune-up with Green Valley One-Day Cleanser. Listen for more on our sponsors at our break. All right, so as I mentioned, we are going to continue to talk on our series, Alchemy of Desire, specifically, how does infidelity affect our intimacy and our desire? So for our new listeners, let me expand on the meaning of desire and why we chose the topic, the alchemy of desire. So, what exactly is desire? You know, desire can be called the feminine face of God. Desire is what God places in your spirit to lead you to your purpose. You know, and that purpose might be vocation, it might be, you know, to create offsprings, it might be to change the world. Whatever you feel desire on, it is because someone put it there, and that someone is God. It is the key that unlocks what God placed you on this earth to do. We all desire to be in loving, fulfilling relationships with our partners. We all desire to have children, you know, some of us, I should say. We all desire to have good relationships with our friends and our coworkers. We desire to have successful careers. We desire to be emotionally and physically healthy. We desire to be wealthy. And today, we are going to touch on our desire for our partners to be faithful in their commitment to us, because we all desire that. Nobody likes to be cheated on. Nobody likes to be betrayed, right? So, you know, I can say unequivocally that we all have that desire. But what happens when they don't? Statistics show that as much as 70 to 80% of men and women cheat on their spouses and committed partners, right? The dictionary calls alchemy a seemingly magical process of transformation and creation, or a combination of both. And I can tell you from personal experience that there's nothing more transformative in an intimate relationship than when you're sure that your partner will not break his vow or commitment to you, that he or she loves you unconditionally and would not look at another. You know, there used to be a day where women or men would go around and swear on that. hey, there's no way that my partner is going to cheat on me. There's no way. And they can put their head on a chopping block about that. You'll be foolish to do that right now. But, you know, there's 30 or 20% of, you know, people that don't. So it's not, all is not lost. So not too many of us can walk in the space that we're able to swear that our partners will not cheat on us. So before we get on to this episode, let's do a little recap of our four previous episodes on the alchemy of desire. In our first episode, we talked about how to manifest the desires of your heart. And the first step is knowing what you want. What do you want, right? And the second step, in order for it to manifest, is to put some emotion to it. Because the emotion is what makes it go into superdrive. The emotions is what give it the energy to change from just a desire to something that you're holding in your hand, right? In our second episode, we talked on how to use the energy that you created with emotions to create something magical. Our third episode, we talked about the power of attention. You know, how when you put attention on anything, it lights it a fire. It lights our desire. Attention to intention is what makes, you know, the car drive or to make the desires drive. And if you missed any of those three episodes, you can download them on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, or Google Play. And remember to subscribe so you wouldn't miss any more. All right? So let's turn up the notch as we get into this controversial subject of infidelity and how it changes desire and intimacy for our partners. So we're going to dive right in. And we're going to start off the controversy with Miss Margo, because we're going to have, I'm warning you, we're going to have different viewpoints, I am sure. You know, Margo is in this space. You know, this is what she deals with on a regular daily basis because she's an intimacy coach. And she has clients that are coming to her when they have a problem. So she sees it more of a professional level. And I, of course, have only been dabbled in my personal experience. So the first question I want to ask Margo is, how has her clients dealt with infidelity? We can even say use the word betrayal. And how does that affect the desire?
Well, the first thing they look at is getting over the shame, the hurt, the guilt. So it's more or less dealing with those. You know, the person that committed the act feels guilty. They feel that there's a lot of blame. And the person that didn't get cheated on, they feel hurt. And so there's a lot of anger. So we deal with those emotions. So we deal with those surface emotions first, and then we start working on the root of the problem, meaning that what happened when the desire left that the person committed the act. Did I answer your question, Ms. Williams?
Yeah. It is true. You know, there's a lot of anger. And then we have hurt and we have blame. Not always the person that did the act is guilty. You know, some of them feel entitled for whatever their story, because there's something that says that people never do anything they feel it's wrong. Somehow, you know, sometimes they say these things to themselves that feels that they're entitled to do it. So they don't always feel guilty, but without a doubt, the person that's being cheated on feels blame and shame and hurt and anger. And and those are toxic emotions. So, you know, do you have you know, coaching that deals with that, or you just have them work them out
on
their own?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, the first thing I asked them is that, do they want to remain married?
Okay.
Right? Do you still want to remain married because this person committed this act? Now, you got to look at the fact that maybe he had a relationship. I'm going to say he, or meaning it could be either he or she, but I'm going to say he.
Right.
Meaning that, does he want to continue the relationship with this female? And if that's the case, then the wife is either going to accept the fact that there's an open relationship, and 9 times out of 10 it's not going to be that way,
right,
or they're going to get a divorce, or they're going to work on another plan. So I like to say, we're going to get remarried again, because the vows that they first had 10 years ago is out the door. So now we have to get remarried. I like to call, let's get remarried again. And that's how we're going to save the relationship, because those vows, they don't work for them anymore. So we have to create other vows that work for them if they want to continue in that relationship.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm coming, one of the reasons I decided to have this topic is because I was actually listening to a podcast by a lady that's in this space. And, you know, she talks about the fact that, you know, when that women should never move or do anything when they're emotionally hurt, because you never make good decisions when you react. That even if you decide to leave the relationship, don't do it until after 2 months. And don't listen to other people. You got to do what you feel like, because sometimes it's not always conducive to leave. You know, there's other extenuating circumstances that not all women can just pack up and leave because they're hurt and they're, you know, shame. And she also talks about the fact that the new shame now is staying, because everybody is telling you to get rid of the dog, get rid of the bastard, and how can they possibly do that to you? And everybody is ashamed. And, you know, I think about, you know, of course, you know, that's all the rag sheets talk about, who's cheating on who. In fact, I just picked up something on AOL this morning that says that Khloe's Kardashian, you know, baby daddy has been cheating with some places, somebody in New York. But so that's all the rag sheets do. And I remember distinctly how Kevin Hart's wife, when she was pregnant and he was caught cheating and being blackmailed for $1 million, and she said something that was incredibly different, telling us that the space that we're probably going into in the future, she said that a side chick is part of the package. And she didn't even raise an eyebrow. She went on to have her kid. They seemed very happy in their marriage and all that. So is that something that you're seeing now, that a lot of people are just accepting this?
This is, you know, what's interesting is that people forget, you know, you were married 20 years ago, right? And 20 years ago, maybe you were a size 10, right? You're a size 10, just out of college.
Or a size 8.
Size 8, right? And so on this journey, you changed. You changed as a female. Maybe he's changed as a man. So 20 years into a relationship, you look in the mirror, I'm no longer a size 10, but I'm a size 26, you know. So people forget that when you make these vows 20 years ago, it is true for better or worse, but not for better or worser. So everything is going to change. So, yes, you're absolutely right, and she was right. Sometimes side chicks do come a part of the package, but as I said before, Myrna, with my coaching, it's called remarried. If they want to stay together, We have to get remarried. We have to have, you know, things that align for them in this, for them that works for them, not 10 years ago, not 5 years ago, because those vows don't work for you anymore.
Yeah. You got to evolve. Evolve with the relationship. I agree with you totally.
You do.
Yep. Yeah, you got to evolve, right? If you stay standing, people are going to run over you. So, you got to evolve. I like that. All right, so how have you personally dealt with infidelity? Have you ever been cheated on?
Oh, my God. You know, when you first look at me, you know I'm a goddess. You know, I physically look like Pam Grier. I mean, physically.
All right.
I mean, I am a beautiful, intelligent black woman. And I have been in three relationships for, and I call them 10, 10, 10, because they last for 10 years. And then they leave me. These men will leave me. And then people will say, oh, my God, you're so beautiful. Why would they leave you?
Yeah.
And my third relationship, I realized why men leave me.
Mm-hmm.
Because their mindset has changed. You know, you can have a trophy wife and a trophy girlfriend, but during that 10 years, they want something more. And in their case, they wanted a mommy figure. They wanted someone nurturing. I'm a career woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they knew going in, I don't cook, I don't clean. I bring home the bacon, he fry it.
All right.
So
they
got tired of being my boy toy.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to have their own woman. So, and I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay. You know, I'm okay that men left me and they wanted something different. And I tell you what, as we transition out of the relationships, we're all friends. We're all friends.
Well, I've had a similar experience. You know, I wouldn't say that I'm prime Greer, but I'm very comfortable in the fact that, you know, I myself is a beautiful black woman, and, you know, I've got a great personality. I've got all the things that men want, right? And of course,
you
that
are
shows
a Bugatti.
Up in the fact.
Let me tell you, you are a Bugatti. Hello.
Thank you.
Honey,
you.
You are a
$8 million.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I got all the things that men want, and, you know, that's why I've been married quite a few times. But what I found is that the men that have cheated on me have always cheated on me with women that enhance their manhood. You know, I was listening to Steve Harvey talk about how a lot of the powerful women, a lot of the CEOs, the women that run their own business, the women that bring home the bacon, like you just said, they can't find relationships because they feel that the men don't want to have a powerful black woman. And it's usually black. He's talking to black women. Me and you're black, so we're talking about black. We're going to be talking to any kind of woman, you know, who is powerful, who is not the type of woman that's going to say, hey, whatever you want, you know what I mean? Hey, what would you want to do? Whatever you want, honey, whatever you want. We have opinions, you know. We are strong, and a lot of men are attracted to that, like you said. They are attracted to you, but after a while, they actually do want this soft woman that strokes their ego, you know? And but what according to Steve Harvey is that you have to give a man both, right? Like he talked about when he met his wife, right? Where, you know, she was a strong woman with her own business and all that kind of stuff, but she also knew how to be feminine. And I agree with that. That's one of the things that I have embraced in my current relationship, where you've got to be strong and you also have to be feminine. Because if you're giving out masculine energy all the time and the man is masculine, it's not going to work. It's only going to work if you have masculine energy and you've got a man that's got feminine energy, right? Because yin and yang,
well, yes,
they've got to
they
work.
Play off,
right.
They play off each other. They, you
right.
know, they have to play each other. You have to be able and willing, mm-hmm. and that's why coaching is so important. You
right.
be willing to see those signs that, you know what, today I'm not going to wear this hat, or in this moment I'm going to be, you know, submissive.
Yes.
Or dominant.
Yes. Yeah, you've got to know when to play. I remember, and again, you know, I'm well read, and I bring a lot of knowledge outside of my own personal experience into this conversation. But I remember, as well, the first time I actually heard that, I was at a book show, you know, because I have my book, and one of the ladies wrote this book that's called Sex on South Beach, I think it was called. And she went up on stage and had a presentation about how with cake and ice cream. And she basically mm-hmm. said that when you have cake, you know, you put ice cream on top of it, right? But sometimes you got to be the ice cream, and sometimes you got to be the cake, and you've got to know when to flip. But if you come into a relationship that says, I'm always going to be the cake, right, it's not going to work, because sometimes you need to be the ice cream, which means the man also needs to have some feminine energy at some point in time, and the woman needs to, you get my point? So, yeah, and that's
I think
basically.
The famous right. line, the famous mm-hmm. line is when Tina Turner, when Ike told her to eat the cake,
uh-huh.
eat the cake anime, and
what
she didn't
happened?
Want to eat
say?
The cake. And she didn't want to eat the cake, so what she at that point, she had changed. She didn't want to eat it.
Mm.
And so because he was so dominant,
right.
he did something mm-hmm. to her. He violated her. But at that point,
right.
Tina Turner was like, no.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Yeah, yes, you're right. She did turn that relationship around and then kicked him out the door. But for a long time, he was a dominatrix person, and she was the person that was the ice cream, right? And then all of a sudden, she changed, and then the relationship fizzled out because he was not willing to be the feminine person. So, all right. So we're starting
Absolutely.
Off great. Let's take our first break. And we will be right back to talk about what happens when desire goes looking somewhere else. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you stopped to think seriously about hypnosis? Hypnosis can set you on your way to better health, can free you from anxiety, phobias, and so much more. Join host Inez Simpson for Hypnosis Everywhere, Inez Simpson and the Simpson Protocol. This show is for anyone from the experienced hypnotist practitioner to the merely curious. Inez Simpson offers tools and insights from the whole world of hypnosis with guests and open discussions. Hypnosis Everywhere, The Simpson Protocol, airs live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Mix Amore, a new dating app. It doesn't matter if you're Black, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Indian, or beyond. Listen. Some see things in black and white. Some see plenty of fish. To match is hard, so they say. Why not try Mix Amore? That's M-I-X-A-M-O-R-E. Download today for free. Ciao.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young. And today we are talking about the controversial topic of how does infidelity affect intimacy and desire with your partner. We started off by talking about what happens to the relationship when somebody is hurt or you're cheating on. I mean, we talked the fact that there's a lot of anger, there's a lot of guilt, shame, whatever, and Margot's advice is to, you know, get remarried, renew your vows, renew your commitment to each other, change whatever is needed in the relationship so that you can move on from that experience. So we're assuming, or we're talking about the fact that you stayed, you didn't pack up and leave, because then there's nothing to work on when you pack up and leave. So what I want to do right now is touch on, you know, the coaching part of this, where what happens when, you know, your man or your woman goes looking somewhere else to, you know, feed their desire, right? History also shows that some men don't even need a reason to cheat. You know, Margot talked about the fact that maybe you started off as a size 10 and you're now a size 26, or you don't cook or clean, or you're dominant, or, you know, you're whatever. But a lot of times, men would tell you that they're perfectly happy at home. They're getting all the sex that they want. Their wives are, you know, very domesticated, and she didn't get fat or anything like that. But, you know, you're right. Maybe just bored. You know, 30 years, 20 years, 5 years, you need some variety. So we're not assuming that men has a reason to cheat, right? We're just looking about when the desire dries up and we no longer feel the spark for a partner, right? So according to my research, because, you know, I'm talking from the woman's perspective, I'm not in a man's head, but from my research, it looks like men like uncertainty. They like desire and variety. They like variety. You know, most men who cheat don't want to leave their home. They love their spouse, and they like the security of their home life, but they seek adventure, right? Just reading the autobiography of Angelina Jolie, and her father, John Voight, was in this great relationship with his wife. He had a 6-month-old daughter, Angelina. He had another son that was like 2 years old, and they were happy, right? But he's an actor, and his partner on screen was this vivacious, sexy goddess, and he had to have her. So he cheated, right? And when Angelina's mom found out, she promptly left him. And that has really affected his wife, his children, you know, everything, because he wanted excitement. So that's basically when it happens a lot of the times, that, you know, the men want uncertainty, they want swinging from the chandelier, and women can take your man by offering them wild sex that you are not willing to give, right? So, go ahead. You want to say something?
I didn't say anything. I'm going to let you finish up that.
All right. I thought I heard a peek from you, whatever. So as women, I'm thinking that we can bring some excitement and adventure to the bedroom, you know, to combat this. We can bring the feeling of having an affair to our bedroom if that's what our man wants, right? And, of course, this is Margot's space, but, you know, I'm just giving it my little take on it, right? Again, this book I was reading, the woman that was saying that, hey, you know, whatever you're doing now, do it differently. If you normally make love in the bedroom with your clothes off and the lights off and you just whatever, then do it differently. Make love with your clothes on the couch, with the lights totally on. Do something different. You can even, you know, have date night. You can, invite your man to a hotel and say, hey, we're going to have, you know, we're going to go to this hotel for the weekend, like he would do with his mistress or something. You know, meet in a hotel. You can role play and dress up like, you know, my favorite Angelina movie when she was dressing up like the dominatrix, by the way. She is a dominatrix. I'm reading her book now. You can send sexually explicit text messages because men like the excitement. And that's what the mistresses do. I remember I have a good friend of mine that, you know, she left her husband because one day she picked up his phone and saw this woman sending him videos. That's what they do. We're not doing that kind of stuff. She sent him a whole video of what she was doing, and that's how they entice them, you know, and that's how the men the women are stealing our men, right? So we've got to keep the excitement in our relationship. Don't let it go bored. Don't let it go dry, because else your man is going to go looking elsewhere for it. All right, Margo, your take.
Yes.
What's your take on this? Do you agree or disagree?
I think a man is going to cheat regardless of what you do or what you don't do, because there's something missing with inside of him. You know, and okay. I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. You're saying that, oh, if we can do this and we can do that. But for a man to cheat, right, he lacks the courage to tell his wife, babe, you know what? This is what I want. Before he even goes and do it. Now, let's say he's taking coaching and he's telling his wife his desires. My desire is to meet you in a hotel. My desire is for you to dress up. My desire is for you to wear a weave, right? He's telling his wife all these things, and his wife is not doing a damn thing. He's going to go out and cheat.
Yeah.
Because his needs are not being met.
True.
They're going to be met. I mean, he's going to go out and cheat. He's going to do it.
Right. I get that. But I also like what you started off with, because that is absolutely true, that men cheat because of what's inside of them. Like this lady was saying, because she's an expert on this, she was saying that cheating is a selfish act. They're always doing it for them. So whatever it is that they want, they don't care. They're going to get it. They don't care that it's hurting you, or they don't care, you know, if you kick them out, you know, whatever. They're just doing it for them. So you said that something is missing inside of him. So. Yep.
Right. So wouldn't it be if we all lived in the perfect world, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we all live in the perfect world, and let's say if your husband came up to you and said, Myrna, listen, you know, I almost cheated on you. How would you feel if he told you that? How would you react?
I would actually like that, because that's open communication. He didn't say he did it. He said he almost did it. Now, if he said he did it, then, you know, I might not hear anything after, because my anger and my whatever and all those emotions are going to take over. But if he comes to me and said he almost cheated on me, he would be telling me, hey, you know what? This woman has got my button, and there's something about her that I wanted to, and the only reason I did it because I thought of you, and I didn't want you to leave me or whatever, that kind of thing. So
exactly. And women need to take inventory. You need to ask those questions. Once a week, once a month, babe. Is there somebody that you thought about cheating on me? You know, and he's going to look at you like, what?
Because
he's going to say,
right.
Because he's going to say,
I am not
what?
Telling,
and then,
right?
Mm-hmm. And then, and then she's going to say, you know what? There's somebody, I would cheat. You know, I think about it, and his name is Barack Obama. Yeah. So I think that if we can have humor with it, and also have that, just have the conversation. And and he may say, you know what, babe, yes, there's somebody at work, and I fantasize about her. And then instead of the wife being jealous, like, what does she look like? Well, She got blonde hair and blue eyes. Now, you know, getting down well, you ain't, okay, fine. You can be a blonde. Go on, get a goddamn blonde wig. Get some blue contact.
That's
call
right.
yourself
that's
Becky.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do it.
It's true. Yeah, I mean, you're right. We need to stop taking a passive role and Lenderman go out there and find the excitement. Now, there's certain things that we can't do. For instance, you know, I know because I've heard my husband telling, you know, his friend, oh, look at that ass kind of thing, you know. You know, he likes ass. I ain't got ass like you, so there's nothing
you
I can do with that.
You know what the great thing about it? You know the great thing about asking? And I'm glad because I had a client like yourself, and, you know, she was very thin. She had a body like a model. And her husband was like, you know, I like curvy women. Mm-hmm. And you know what I told her? I said, listen, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go out and get you that Victoria's Secret bra, right? You're going to get some padding, right? So she padded herself to give him the illusion. It's just an illusion.
Yeah,
so when he saw her. Mm-hmm. And that's all that it took. And, you know, once again, every time they role play, she's a different girl. Now, that I think he called her Sarah. Sarah. That was her name. But it was so much fun.
I agree. And that's basically what you do. You keep the man guessing, you know. I heard Tony Robbins was doing the interview with this podcast I was listening to, and he was saying that his wife has all these different personalities, and he doesn't know what she's going to show up as. And men like that because that feeds into their variety stuff. You know what I mean? Boring is not good. Men and women, you can't be boring. You've got to, you know, bring some excitement to it. Your partner is definitely going to go outside and get it. All right, let's take our second break. We're going to have to do 3 breaks today. Let's take our second break, and we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Emergency! Emergency! Get your pen and paper. We are dying. We have not been taking care of our health. We do everything. Change our car oil, clean our homes, but we have not been taking care of our health. Give us 24 hours with the Green Valley Cleanser One-Day Detox. We clean the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, the colon, and also boost your energy up naturally in 24 hours with no preservatives, chemicals, or toxins. Men and women are weak, sick, and tired, and are dying at a young age. Give your body a tune-up with Green Valley Cleanser One-Day Detox. The One-Day Detox will also burn belly fat and get you ready for the summer. For store locations, to order, or for general information, visit us on the web at greenvalleycleanser.com or call us at 954-364-7595. I repeat, call us at 954-364-7595.
Need extra income? The key to financial freedom is giving and receiving. Financial freedom is one of the most desired wishes anyone has. And it is so for a good reason. Because you can never predict when there will be a financial crisis washing away all your wealth and income sources. As a result, educating yourself about the importance of financial freedom, as well as the means to achieve it, is very essential. That is where Freedom Given comes in. Freedom Given is a Christian nonprofit ministry that is bringing people together to help one another financially. To join Freedom Given, call Susie for your invitation code at 718-644-8692. That is 718-644-8692. For more information, visit Freedom Given at http://freedomgiven.com. That is freedomgiven.com. As a member, you will receive weekly direct deposit funds to your bank on autopilot. Again, call Susie at 718-644-8692 to learn more
and to set yourself up to be financially free.
Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we are talking about infidelity and how it affects intimacy and desire with our partners. We were just talking about how the women can give men variety by, you know, spicing up their relationship. And hopefully that will, you know, stop their man from going looking elsewhere. Of course, there's nothing, if the man wants to go, there's nothing that we can do if it's something that's inside of him. But if he just needs some variety and we're boring, then we can spice that up. So now I want to look at unmet needs, right? We're going to spin this around a little bit. You know, we were talking before about what happens when the man cheat because, you know, he wants a curvy woman and his wife doesn't have that body, or, you know, he wants blonde hair or something, whatever that he wants that he's not getting at home in as far as a variety. But we know that there's a lot of women that are cheating because, you know, they're not getting the whatever they need in the bedroom. You know, they're not looking at the package so much, but they're looking at the romance, they're looking at the intimacy, they're looking at how special he makes me feel, that kind of thing. So women are now catching up to men, and they're looking outside the home for fulfillment of their desires. So let's ask the One Taste Intimacy coach here. How can a woman communicate her unmet desires to her partner without deflating his ego? Because, you know, they're all egomaniacs.
Well, you know, I am a woman of a certain age like yourself. Mm-hmm. And for most women between age over 40 and up, you know, that's when our sex drive kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, for most men, you know, their sex drive, their libido, their libido, right? So
right.
Their libido
mm-hmm.
goes down. So mm-hmm. here it is, you have this 50-year-old woman, and we're like, okay, ooh, okay. It's like, you know. So what do you do? So here it is. You've been married. You've been married for 20 years, right? 25
mm-hmm.
years. You're in your 50s or in your 40s, and the female wants to do it. She wants to do it. She wants to do it. And her husband is like, he can't get it up. Viagra, Cialis, all that, right? So what
mm-hmm.
does she do? Well, a lot of my clients, they use sex toys. And
okay.
their husbands are open to it. So that's one illustration of her needs not being what? Just having the ability to say that she wants to have sex all the time and he can't. So now they're looking at sex toys.
Okay.
And that's not her cheating. That's him going out. Him going out and buying toys like, hey, babe, let's try this today. Let's try Javier tonight. And maybe we'll use James Brown tomorrow.
Javier, huh? All right.
Javier, James Brown.
Not Brad?
No, James
anyway,
Brown.
Anyway, go ahead.
Javier.
Right.
You got to have right. Javier in your toy chest. But
so let me ask you a question. So how does a woman say to a man, hey, babe, you know, it will ring my bell if you were to use a toy. I mean, and he might feel that, hey, you know what, am I not good enough for you? So how does she say that delicately?
I can speak for me.
Right.
I said, I am tired of faking. You cannot pretend. You can't see that I'm faking. Because I can count. He's done in 10, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, he's done. Boom, like what? So it's like,
okay,
you have to be honest. You have to be honest because you're cheating yourself. And and I know a lot of women are like, I can't do that. Well, guess what? If you keep having that attitude, it'll shrivel up and die on you. If you don't communicate with your husband that you want it like porn style. You want it all the time. I want you to do this to me. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And he's going to look at you and say, it's about time.
It's true, you know, because they probably are turned on by that. You know, I think they are because, again, it adds to the variety and takes away the boredom, you know. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I like it.
Again, I'm tired of faking it.
I'm tired of faking it. And, once again, you know, some men, they're going to have problems with their little friend down there and not to disrespect him, but to put him together with the whole toy fantasy. And it makes him, his ego is like, I'm the man. You know, all of it. There's different things that you can communicate your desire and not be a nag.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. Because everything, you know, takes some delicacy. All right.
Right.
Awesome. All right. Well, we started off this show talking about how do we as women deal with the betrayal of our spouse and our partner, you know, our partners. You know, I think that in my experience, people are not just, you know, taking the attitude like Angelina Jolie's mother did all those years ago by, you know, giving him the cold freeze after you betrayed me. There is nothing that you can do here. You got to go. And that, I think that I am seeing a shift in that. So let's assume that a woman is going to stay for whatever reasons. They've been married 20 years. She still loves him. I don't know. Financially, they own homes together or whatever, and she's going to stay. So how can the woman, transition from those toxic emotions to maybe making be remarried? I like your term of being remarried, but, you know, this, you know, woman that's been in this space as a psychologist is saying that greatness can come from that betrayal because it shocks the marriage and it brings emotion to it. So I have my own personal experience on that, but what is yours?
I think that betrayal works both ways. In a relationship, the woman is just as responsible for his betrayal. So for me, when my husband cheated on me, I had to look at how I was being. How was I being that he did that? So, and once I realized that, because I did have coaching, I realized that I wasn't nurturing enough. I realized that I was not a good communicator. I realized that I was a dictator in the relationship, and it was hard to be in a relationship with me. So I saw how I was responsible for it. And then I asked him to forgive me. And Paul said, what? I said, can you please forgive me? And we both cried. And we have a great relationship.
Because you have a child together. So, yeah, you...
We have a grown man now, but needless to say...
Yes.
We have to take responsibility about what occurred in the relationship. Yes, although he went and he stuck his pee-pee in somebody else's, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you, as a female, I get to be responsible. Something I did, something my way of being, not what I look like. How was I showing up in the relationship for him to do that? And then forgiveness. Then we forgive each other, and then we get remarried. Or not.
Yes. Well, my experience, on being cheated on, it was not, I was engaged. I wasn't really, I was married. But I will tell you that something came great out of it, because what happens is when there's a break, if you love somebody and there's a break and you feel jealousy and you feel unwanted and you feel all these different emotions, then if when you actually do get together, the sex is powerful. He might think, oh, you're going to leave me, and he can't wait to touch you again. The break or the betrayal can actually light a fire to the relationship. And then you're right. You pay attention to what you weren't doing before, and you fix it. So greatness can come out of it, and that's basically what this therapist was saying, that it's like shocking your heart that's dying. You put this shock thing on it, and it jumps it up, and then all of a sudden, everything is brighter and everything is great, because you're not going to take that person for granted any longer. You're not going to be walking around in sweatpants all the time and with your hair unkept and, whatever. You know what I mean? You're gonna do some of the things. You're going to do some of the things. And she was also talking about the fact that sometimes, you're saying that the man doesn't want to do it and the woman wants to do it. But a lot of times it's the opposite, where the man shows up and the woman says, I'm tired, the kids are this or whatever, and they don't want to, show up for the sex, and it's boring, right? So now maybe they show up. Maybe they do things. They do whatever. And I'm glad that you said that, because, there's a very few times that, it's not both people that are responsible. There's certain times you're just married to a dog.
Both people. There is a response. It is a responsibility, because it was her response. If she married a dog, right, on some level, she knew. She knew. She just didn't want to be open to see it.
Right.
So she knew on some subconscious level, she knew he was going to cheat. She knew, oh, my God, I can't believe. You know people like that. Oh, my God, why they get married? That is not going to last.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not all people get to be married. Like me, I would never get married again. Never, ever. Because I'm not a good partner. Seriously,
right. Okay.
I'm not a good partner. I don't partner well. I do better being polyamorous. That's me.
Okay.
That's me. I love it. I don't do well being married. Unless it's
totally
Barack
different
Obama,
from me. I'm like the mate and queen. But, after I tried it several different times, I know exactly what you're saying. You've got to be, you can't show up being with the man, masculine energy and telling people what to do and all this type of stuff. Now, now I can coach my daughter so that she doesn't make the same mistakes that I do, that I did.
She probably will.
At least now I can coach her. And she calls me and say, Mom, whatever. And I said, hey, when I was your age, that's what I would have done. But now that I'm 50, now I know that that's not the way to do it. And that's why coaching and all these things help, which is why books are so important and you listen to podcasts or whatever, because, your version is usually not the right way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, awesome. Right. I want to, to weigh in on that as well, with a little coaching monologue here. In my marriage, and I will talk my, my current marriage, a lot of times that, you have to change. We can walk around and we can say, hey, my husband is not doing this, my wife is not doing this, or whatever. But you can't control what someone else does. The only thing you can do is control you. And I will tell you, my relationship and desire between my husband and I and our relationship as far as intimacy and desire and, how we communicate with each other has gotten so much better when I decide to work on me, right? I decide that I'm not going to be walking around worrying about what he's not doing. I'm going to decide that I'm going to work in me and make sure that I do what I needed to do, right? So, like this Margo was saying, you look at you. You look at your responsibility. You know, it might not always be how you look. Sometimes you're just a darn nag. You nag the man all the time, and they don't like that, and they go out the house because they want to, you know, stop your nagging, and then they meet a woman or they meet someone. They're in the wrong place at the right time, whatever, right? Maybe you don't like sex. Maybe you take no pride in your appearance. Maybe you have trust issues, and this is a big one, you know. When we've been cheated on in past relationships, we bring the baggage into our relationship and we distrust. And nothing a man hates more than to have a woman say, where were you? Why didn't you answer your phone? Why did you do this? Because you're bringing that distrust issue, right? You can also be boring. You're not fun. You don't laugh. You don't smile. You know, whatever, right? So the first thing you got to do is know your faults, know your weaknesses, because in order to grow yourself, you have to know yourself. You got it. Margot said she just did. She took responsibility for what happens. And I do the same thing. You know, I recognize what my faults are, right? And you work on them, right? So
I wouldn't say that they're faults. I would just say that they don't work for you anymore. Those same quirks that you had 20 years ago, right?
Right.
Being conceited, being a narcissist, right? Probably helped you become a realtor, right? But right now, they don't really work for you anymore.
Right.
They don't.
Right.
Oh.
Right. So another thing, ask yourself, you know, let's say that you're faced with a situation where the relationship can go one or two ways. You know, you've got a fork in the road where your partner has cheated, and you're making a decision whether to stay or to go. So you ask yourself, what have I invested into this relationship? What did I bring to the table? What did I contribute to the relationship? Because we can all be very selfish and just look at what we are not getting, but you also got to think about what you're giving. What do you give? Now, Margot just said that, you know, she doesn't do cooking and cleaning and she doesn't do whatever. But then you got to be doing something. You got to bring something to the relationship, right? And if you're in successful relationships, then you are bringing something that the man needs. Because you don't just bring what you think that they need. You got to bring what the man needs. And in a lot of relationships that I've been in, men want peace. They don't want somebody nagging at them. They don't want somebody criticizing them. They want peace. They want appreciation. Go ahead.
You know what I do? You know, this is what I do. What I ask couples is, and I invite you to do this with your husband. It's called a desire. And what you would do once a week, and just write down all your desires. My desire is to love you. My desire is to learn how to do a proper blowjob. My desire is to go out shopping. You write all these things down, all your desires, and have him write down there's no wrong way and there's no right way. And while you being committed to your desires, guess what? They're going to manifest in your relationship.
It's true, you know, and I also love the fact that, you know, Jennifer Gardner and Ben Affleck, he cheated on her and the relationship ended, and they have three beautiful children and all that, and they've been best friends because they have kids, and somebody asked her, you know, how she was feeling about all that. And she has said something that I thought was very profound, which a lot of women feel that it's their man's responsibility to make them happy. And she said, you know, that is not his responsibility. He is not responsible for my happiness. I'm responsible for my happiness. And that's basically what I was talking about. You know, when you do you, when you make sure that you are the best person showing up in the relationship, it has major, major ripples, major dominating, you know, domino effect, right?
You got to do you. You can't sit around and wait for someone else to make you happy. You've got to make yourself happy. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's take our final break, and we'll be right back to wrap up. I know this was going to be an interesting conversation, and it has lived up to the hype. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Emergency! Emergency! Get your pen and paper. We are dying. We have not been taking care of our health. We do everything. Change our car oil, clean our homes, but we have not been taking care of our health. Give us 24 hours with the Green Valley Cleanser One Day Detox. We clean the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, the colon, and also boost your energy up naturally in 24 hours with no preservatives, chemicals, or toxins. Men and women are weak, sick, and tired, and are dying at a young age. Give your body a tune-up with Green Valley Cleanser One Day Detox. The One Day Detox will also burn belly fat and get you ready for the summer. For store locations, to order, or for general information, visit us on the web at greenvalleycleanser.com or call us at 954-364-7595. I repeat, call us at 954-364-7595.
Need extra income? The key to financial freedom is giving and receiving. Financial freedom is one of the most desired wishes anyone has, and it is so for a good reason. Because you can never predict when there will be a financial crisis washing away all your wealth and income sources. As a result, educating yourself about the importance of financial freedom as well as the means to achieve it is very essential. That is where Freedom Given comes in. Freedom Given is a Christian nonprofit ministry that is bringing people together to help one another financially. To join Freedom Giving, call Susie for your invitation code at 718-644-8692. That is 718-644-8692. For more information, visit Freedom Given at http://freedomgiven.com. That is freedomgiving.com. As a member, you will receive weekly direct deposit funds to your bank on autopilot. Again, call Susie at 718-644-8692 to learn more and to set yourself up to be financially free. Welcome back to the Mindset Transformation Radio Show and Podcast. I'm your host, Coach Myrna Young, and today we continued our series, The Alchemy of Desire, specifically looking at how infidelity affects intimacy and desire. I think that we had an awesome dialogue, awesome conversation. Hope that you had a few aha moments, as Oprah would say, because we touched on a variety of issues on this topic. As we wrap up, I want to thank our sponsors today, Make Some More, Hypnosis Everywhere, Green Valley Cleanser, and Freedom Giving. Margo, any closing words before we wrap up?
I invite our audience to write down your desires. Write all your desires. There's no wrong. There's no right way to do this. And it goes by saying, my desire is to, my desire. And just spend about 5 to 10 minutes writing it. And do this each week. And share it with your spouse. And see what happens. And let us know by email or whatever. Just let us know what your desires are and how it'll work for you and your spouse that week.
Yeah, and we would love your comments. Go to my blog to post any comments, which is blog.myhelps.us. And if you wanted to contact me by sending me any comments on the show, as well as your desires or something you want us to talk about, we've got a couple more episodes of this Alchemy of Desire series. If there's something that you want us to touch on, go ahead and contact me there on my website, which is MyrnaYoungHelps.com, MyrnaYoungHelps.com, or like I said on my blog, remember to subscribe to the podcast so that you can listen at any time on your cell phones. And the podcast is on iTunes under the Transform Your Mind with Coach Myrna, and it's also in Google Play, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Want to thank you for tuning in to our show this week. Remember to meet us at the same time here next Wednesday at 5 p.m. And until that time, namaste. And before I say that, Margo, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You're so
thank you so much,
Myrna,
for your knowledge and expertise you bring to our conversation. Appreciate it, girl. Love you.
Not a problem. Love you, too.
Namaste.